Good evening, everyone. Today, I read you a story from shortkidstories.com, and this one's called The Smallest Dot. This is the story of a dust speck named Dot. Dot was the smallest dust speck in his village, and it seemed that every time other dust specks wanted to play games, they never included Dot. The specks would play dust dodge and dustbin tag and dust ball. They would never let Dot play because they said he was too small. Dot would tell the other specks, "I'm not too small, fellas. I know how to play. Please, can I play?" "No, Dot, you are too small. You can't play. When you get bigger, maybe we will let you play." And the other specks would laugh. Dot would roll away in tears. The other specks tell him the same thing every time and they would laugh. One night after dinner, Dot's dad saw Dot all by himself and sobbing. He rolled over to Dot and asked him why he was crying. "Dad, the other guys don't ever let me play games with them. They always tell me that I'm too small and then they laugh at me. I know how to play the games. Why will they not let me play?" "Son, I don't know why they will not let you play. But I will tell you that you will be bigger than a speck someday. Don't listen to the other specks. They don't know you, but your family does and we love you." Dot's dad was a smart speck. Everyone in the village respected him. Dot looked up to his dad and always took his advice. A few days later, a big wind began to blow across the valley and began to shake the houses in the village. The wind began to blow specks across the valley and began to make the houses fall apart. Dot was inside his house and looked out of the window and saw a lot of the specks that laughed at him getting blown away. Dot was worried. "Oh no," said Dot. "The wind will blow all of them away. I must do something." Dot was the smallest speck in the village. Dot was the only speck that was the strongest speck because of his size. Since the other specks never let him play, they did not know how strong he was. Dot went out into the raging wind and rolled as fast as he could to the other side of the valley. The wind had not blown any other speck to the other side yet. Soon the specks would hit the valley wall and get hurt. But Dot was there now and he was ready. Dot was the smallest, but he was also the bravest. Dot looked out over the valley and saw a lot of specks being blown towards him. He could hear them screaming and some were crying. Dot saw the first one and rolled in a flash and held out his hand. "I got you," he yelled as he caught the frightened speck. More specks began to get blown towards Dot. As fast as a wink, Dot began catching all the scared specks that were being blown towards the Dot. So far, Dot had caught 12 specks. 4 of them were the ones that laughed at him. After a few hours, the wind let up and finally stopped. Before Dot rolled home, he turned and looked at all the specks he had saved from the raging wind. All of the specks stared in amazement at the smallest speck in the village. The 4 specks who once laughed at Dot had lowered their eyes and were ashamed. A few days later, the village elders gave Dot an award. The elder speck decreed, "From this day on, no speck, no matter how small, will be laughed at. And today, we will forever be called Dot Day in honor of the smallest and strongest and the fastest speck." The crowd cheered for Dot. That same day, Dot was invited to play in all the games. Specks were eager to make Dot the captain of all the games. No matter how small you are important. Being small gives you the biggest heart and the strongest will. Dot knew that he was special. You are special too. Good night, everyone.